Good morning. Welcome to Radioactivity. I'm Rob Laura. Coming up, we're going to hear Florida This Week from Friday night. And it's a panel discussion about state and local politics. There are some issues that I think are rarely talked about, and we're going to talk about those in just a moment on Florida This Week. But we're also fundraising here at WMNF. This is a non-commercial radio station where three times a year we go on the air and we ask for donations from our good listeners. And many of them have come through. In fact, so many that we are just eight calls away from reaching the goal for sustainable living. John Butts is here. Jay Hartman is here. And Sean Canan is here. We're going to try to raise those last eight phone calls as we thank the people that have called in during the news. And these are great people who are helping make sustainable living a success here on WMNF. And again, our phone number is 813-238-8001. And Jay and John, you've got some people to thank. So let's thank those people.
Yes, we do. I have Charles Covino, who called in and made that circle pledge of $120 a year at $10 a month, a kind of a painless way to help us here at the station. I also have Vicki Stevenson. Vicki says she loves sustainable living and Dr. Harvey and WMNF in general. And she sends in a $100 pledge. Also, we have Roger Atanasoff. And he says he's been with us for 40 years and hoping for 40 more. And he sent in his pledge for $88.50.
Thank you, Roger.
And I have a generous Circle of Friends contribution, $10 a month, from our dear friend in Plant City. And she runs the Plant City Commons Community Garden, Karen Elizabeth. Thank you so much,
Karen. Thank you, Karen.
Rob, I guess we made that match.
No, we're one away. Karen was the last one.
Oh, yeah. Son of a gun.
You're going to one.
You can be the one. Come on,
help us. So we need one
more
$120 contribution via Circle of Friends, and we'll get $300 from Anonymous in Sarasota.
Cool.
813-238-8001. That's the number to call. And if we get one more $120 contribution, we'll get $300 from Anonymous in Sarasota. We're hoping that you'll do it by Circle of Friends, $10 a month, as Karen did from Plant City. I see three lines lit up. A few minutes ago, we needed 14 more people to call in. Now we're down to eight more people that we need for the sustainable living and alternative health. And if you want to get some programs from Eve Prang Plews, unfortunately Eve passed away in 2018, we'll send you about 26 programs from Eve for your donation of $120. That's $10 a month. And if you do that, if you become that level of donor right now and take the programs from Eve Prang Plews, you'll help us reach that match, and we'll get an extra $300 from Anonymous in Sarasota. Well, again, here is our phone number, 813-238-8001.
We're sitting there looking at those phone lines. Come on, folks, help us out. We need the help here. You know, Jay is quite a fellow over there in Pinellas County. He has so much going on. You're involved with community gardens here and there. And it's just like you're such a... You know, such a wonderful person.
Well,
you know,
thank you, John. Yeah. And you know, I say I'm a community gardener, and what I do is I garden community primarily. I can grow nice broccoli, and I have a beautiful food forest over there at Beacon Food Forest.
But if you think Jay's important, call in here. If you're a friend of Jay's,
I challenge anybody to any of my friends to call in and. If you've made a pledge, up your pledge a little bit, or if you're a little strapped, you know, that $10 a month is really an easy way to do it. And we'll get that extra $300 that somebody has pledged a match for if we can get that.
All right, so here's, we're getting donations, and we're getting donations for the next show. We're going to thank those people in just a few minutes. Sean, do we have anybody calling for sustainable living?
Yes, Suzanne House is calling in for sustainable living, and she is donating $10 more for me to tell Jay that she's a vegan and not a hypocrite, but she still loves the show. Mary St. Denis is calling in from Winter Haven, says she's donating $100, and she's getting our 40 Years and Into the Future t-shirt, the women's style, the short-sleeved. She's also getting a bumper sticker. So thanks to those donations for sustainable living and health and nutrition. We need to hear from you, especially if you can donate $10 a month on the Circle of Friends, 813-238-8001.
So we're going to hear Florida This Week right now, which is a program that airs on the local PBS station WEDU-TV. It's a panel discussion about state and local politics. I host it every Friday night, and usually we talk about issues that are underreported in the mainstream media. We talk about real issues, significant issues, not just the police blotter crime issues. We never talk about those. We always talk about the issues that are going to affect a lot of us, maybe got one article in the newspaper, maybe got 30 seconds on TV, but this is a whole half-hour show that devoted to that. Remember, you're supporting WMNF that brings you a wide range of programs, including the Sustainable Living and Alternative Health Program. John, we only need six more people to make a contribution for Sustainable Living, and we'll have reached that goal today. So six more good folks. If one person could make a contribution online, that would really help us out. Here's our website, WMNF.org. You can make a contribution there and tell us that you like the Sustainable Living program.
I'm always amazed at our listeners, how much they share with programs when they call in. And it's kind of really cool to be a part of that group. And if you're part of that group and you like this kind of programming, please call in 813-238-8001 or go right there to WMNF.org. Please.
and John and Jay, do you have an idea what the next topic of the show is going to be?
We're going to be doing one on EVs, electric vehicles.
Electric vehicles. That's coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're hoping to find somebody that will come in and talk with us. John's been going to the emails trying to get somebody, and I thought, well, I'm just go ahead and reach out to Elon Musk. That might bring some interest from
maybe he'll make a donation too.
Quite possible.
Well, I do have a $120 donation here from Elsie Strom is getting the WMNF Remembers Eve Praying Palouse shows.
Oh, wow.
And she loves Dr. Harvey. Thank you for that donation.
All right, so we reached the goal there.
That's great for that match.
Yeah, for that match.
And
yeah.
So far, not counting that donation, we've raised $2,433.50 during the Health and Nutrition Hour and the Sustainable Hour. So far, since 9 o'clock, we've raised $5,328.
All right, that's really good.
Thank you very much.
So in this hour, we want to raise another $3,000. We only need five more people saying they like the Sustainable Living program, and we'll reach the overall goal for Sustainable Living. But congratulations, guys. You got the match. That was great.
That's good.
So we'll see you with EVs in 2 weeks.
We'll be back.
Okay. We'll be back.
Jay Hardman and John Butts. This is WMNF in Tampa. Here is Florida This Week. Coming up next, the effort to stop the Hillsborough transportation tax goes before the Florida Supreme Court. A newspaper investigation into discrimination at private schools stirs debate over Florida's school voucher program. Big Money is backing an effort to make it harder to amend Florida's constitution. And there's a move to decrease the power of the state's agriculture commissioner. Political Insights next on Florida This Week. Welcome back. This week our panelists are Stanley Gray is a businessman and a community activist and a Republican. Joe Henderson is a columnist for FloridaPolitics.com. Tyler Hudson is an attorney and a Democrat. And Dahlia Dangerfield is a reporter for Spectrum Bay News 9. Thank you for coming. It's nice to have you here. Well, the battle over the Hillsborough transportation tax went to the Florida Supreme Court this week. The court heard arguments on whether or not the tax, which is designed to improve Hillsborough County's transportation system, is constitutional. In 2018, Hillsborough voters approved a 1% additional sales tax, which would go to improving Hillsborough County's infrastructure and public transportation. In the last year, more than $207 million in collected sales tax has been sitting dormant. There's a potential to collect $9 billion over the 30-year life of the tax. The legality of the tax was challenged by Hillsborough County Commissioner Stacy White, and he has the backing of the leadership of the Florida House and Senate. At the heart of the challenge issue is the argument by the opponents that the language of the sales tax measure illegally forces the county commission to spend money on a list of specific projects.
Well, Tyler, your group, All for Transportation, you were the target of this lawsuit. It made it all the way to the Florida Supreme Court. Did I get that right in the setup piece? Is that all essentially?
That's generally what the lay of the land is. I was up there in Tallahassee. It was certainly an honor to see such a historic campaign defended very passionately by our attorneys. Now we wait. This was the first time we think in Florida history that a citizen initiated charter amendment has ever been used to raise an investment. So we got some pointed questions from a couple of the justices, which wasn't surprising, frankly, given the novelty of the facts that are presented here. But, you know, not only do we have, I think, 57% of the Hillsborough County voters on our side, we think we also have decades of Florida precedent on our side as well, and we're looking for a good decision.
All right, so what about the argument that I think the justices were nodding their heads to, saying that by delineating which projects the tax would be spent on, you're taking away power from the Hillsborough County Commission, and therefore it doesn't pass legal muster?
Sure. So our argument there is, the statute's very simple, and we have a very simple argument. It's that words matter. It's that the statute says that projects can be, you can do projects as the county commission deems appropriate. We say the county commission's done that really three different times. But even if they do accept that argument, our point is that, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, and that there is no question that people in Hillsborough County wanted to tax themselves. That's pretty unusual. That doesn't happen very often to fix transportation, because it is so dire of a situation here. And so if the justices do agree with the lower court that there are perhaps a couple of problematic provisions, they should preserve the tax itself, because that's clearly what voters want.
When you say three different times in the past, you're talking about the things like the community investment tax, where all the projects were described to the voters, and the voters were told, we're going to spend money on the stadium, mm-hmm. and that's part of where this community investment tax money went.
So I was actually referring to, since the voters adopted this charter amendment in November of 2018, the current county commission has, by a bond resolution, by an interlocal agreement, and by an ordinance, all said what the voters wanted, that's what we want. We deem that appropriate. That's all the statute says. Uh-huh. And so we think that there is no conflict. Stacey White alleges there's a conflict. We don't think there is a conflict, but we concede that if there is one, if that is what the justices see, they should honor the will of the voters and support very clear Florida case law, which says you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
So, Joe, as I was reading the description of the Supreme Court questioning both sides, it sounded like, first of all, the Florida Supreme Court is down two members. So we've got, instead of seven, is it seven members or nine members?
They're down two. They have five. They need seven.
Okay. They're down to five members. So it sounded like at least three of the members were somewhat skeptical of the Hillsborough tax.
Well, that's really not surprising. Governor DeSantis has kind of engineered the court to be conservative, to nod at issues like what you're talking about. But I'll tell you this, I would invite anyone in Tallahassee who is opposed to this to come on down and experience life on Tampa Bay roadways. It took me to get to this show tonight. I live in beautiful Brandon. It took me 40 minutes to get here. And that's just ridiculous. And the other part of that is people just keep coming. It's not like, we're going to build a Trump-style wall and keep people out. They're going to keep coming. What are we going to do about it? We can't build enough roads to deal with it.
1,000 people move to Florida every day, and one quarter of them move to this area.
Absolutely. Yeah. Take a drive some night around 5 o'clock down to South Hillsborough County, but you better pack some food.
Mm-hmm. Well, but Dolly, the conservatives on the Hillsborough County Commission don't like this, and I think conservatives in Tallahassee don't like this. They would like to roll it back. What's your take on this?
Well, as he was saying, that this would certainly create a backlog in terms of the transportation. I could think that I saw that there was some criticism from justices and asking questions about it. And I know that there's a 4 majority that needs to correct, that needs to pass right. or find it constitutional. And if it is found unconstitutional, I know that those people say that there would be more of a backlog of transportation funding, and that the the Bay Area would not be as competitive economically. I've heard a lot of about that when covering different stories about this.
When you're a reporter, you're on the job every day. When you're dealing with issues affecting all of Tampa Bay, where do you think transportation is on the issues that are of most concern to people?
I think it's probably one of the top concerns, along with economy and jobs. Transportation always comes to the forefront, and traveling a lot in different places, you know what time it's going to be backed up. There are going to be traffic jams and things of that nature. And depending on what areas you go to, you hear a lot of complaints about trying to get from one place to another. So,
Stanley, if the Florida Supreme Court throws out the tax, where do you think that puts us?
I think we'd be stepping backwards. I really do. This whole issue kind of brings to the forefront an issue that I think that we're starting to see being eroded. And that is that the people who we elect, they are elected to represent us. And when you have 57% of the population saying they want something, I ask those people who represent us, what are you doing? I mean, this is not a time for you to, unless there's something grievous or something illegal or something wrong, which it isn't in this case, I think that you need to represent the will of the people. And I have a real issue with this, because I'm beginning to see this as a trend.
Yeah, let's not forget, I mean, the reason this campaign even happened is because 50, 60, 70,000 citizens over a period of 6 weeks signed a petition to put this on the ballot. I think transportation is an issue where a lot of people felt powerless for a very long time. And in 2016, when the Hillsborough County Commission said, we're not going to put this on the ballot, we're not going to let you have a choice about your transportation future, a group of citizens got together and said, well, you know, let's show them that we're not powerless, actually. We can amend our charter. We can choose to tax ourselves, which is a very unusual decision in the state of Florida. And so our group is going to continue to defend that will of the voters for however long it takes.
What if the Florida Supreme Court throws it out? Do you have a revote? Do you try to have a revote?
Absolutely. I mean, no matter what the Florida Supreme Court does, they are not going to deny the reality that this is a very hard place to get around. And that has consequences that are economic. It has consequences in real life. You miss your kid's soccer practice. You miss events. It's too hard to get to work. You don't take that job across town that might be better for you and your family because you know you're not going to be able to get there on time.
Stanley, you wanted to add something to that?
I think really I'm just going to piggyback on what you're saying. And is I really think that it's time for us to really look at quality of life issues. I've been in several cities, and we had light conversations. I was in Washington, D.C. when they started the whole metro conversation. I was in Phoenix, Arizona when they started, Dallas. And every person, when it's all said and done, what they said, you know what, there's no way that we can come up with a perfect solution, but we need to start something now. The fact that we have so many people coming to Florida and Tampa Bay area, this is irresponsible for us not to do something.
Okay.
It's irresponsible.
I know that when I first got here to the Tampa Bay area, I remember transportation on the ballot, and I remember it failing. And so for it to pass this time was a bit of a surprise for a lot of people. And you talked about the community investment tax. And I found it interesting, I guess, in 1996, not only was the stadium, the Buck Stadium on there, but you also had public safety, you had transportation, you had schools on there as well, that the community investment tax was taking care of more than just the community stadium that they talked about. And it made it to the Supreme Court, and it was the justices unanimously found it constitutional. So I think that's something to be said for this as well.
And Joe, though, we have a new Florida Supreme Court. And
yes,
we had a liberal majority back then. Now we have a conservative majority.
Well, and that's by design, of course. And so we don't know how they're going to rule on this. I have some angst about how this might turn out. But, you know, that's Stacey White. I vehemently disagree with his lawsuit on this. I think it's petty. And I think it's kind of, somebody mentioned this earlier, he's going to be like, if he wins, he's like the dog that caught the car. Now what?
Now what? Okay. Well, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio criticized two banks this week after they withdrew from Florida's largest private school voucher program.
Rubio claimed the banks, Fifth Third and Wells Fargo, were seeking wokeness points from the radical left after they halted contributions to the voucher program. They want the state to prohibit private schools that receive the money from discriminating against LGBTQ students. The bank's decision came after the Orlando Sentinel reported that more than $105 million from the Florida Tax Credit Scholarship Program, which pays for low-income children to attend private schools, went to campuses with anti-LGBTQ policies. Fifth Third said it would not contribute again until policies were adopted by participating schools to protect the sexual orientation of all students. Also, Wells Fargo said it opposed discrimination of any kind. After Fifth Third and Wells Fargo announced that they were withdrawing their support last week, three other companies followed suit. The Orlando Sentinel investigation found more than 150 Christian schools statewide that receive vouchers have anti-LGBTQ policies.
So, Stanley, Senator Rubio says that this is a publicity stunt. What do you think?
I don't really view it as a publicity stunt. I kind of go back to the employer's will, and that is that they have to live by the confines of the EEOC, and that means that they can't discriminate with their employees. So why would they not be consistent with their practices, with their contributions to their money? This is a real problem, the way I see it, and I'm a firm believer in charter schools. However, as we've discussed before, I don't believe that we should pay for brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. If a charter school, if you're going to take money, then you should be able to admit anybody. And if you're going to take government funds, then you have to follow those rules. But if you're not, then you can be more selective in selecting your student body.
Yeah. Dally, do you think this could begin to unravel the school voucher program?
Well, I want to interject here because taking a look at just the Fifth Third Bank and Wells Fargo, they both have a long-standing history with the LGBTQ community,
right.
100% index with the Corporate Equality Index. So they both have partnerships. They both have anti-discriminatory policies when it comes to working with the LGBTQ community. And for that reason, I don't really see it as something that just came about. It seems like it's aligned with their policy.
Mm-hmm. Joe, what do you think? If more companies look at what the school's individual policies are on issues like discrimination, do more companies opt out of the school voucher program, and does it make the school voucher program come into the future of it come into question?
Well, that's definitely possible. No company wants to be seen as discriminatory, but you ask, you know, if this could help kind of start unraveling the voucher program. I don't think so. Not as long as Republicans run Tallahassee and they love voucher programs. And I'm not against charter schools and things like that. I in some cases, those are good for students. But when you start saying, as the Sentinel reported, that you're giving taxpayer money to private schools that are going to say, you can come in, but you can't, mm-hmm. because I don't like your lifestyle, then that's wrong, and it needs to be called out. And Marco Rubio is wrong.
This was yeoman's work, too, by the Orlando Sentinel to look at this story.
Yeah, newspapers don't matter, do they?
All right, so Tyler, Representative Escamani, who's a Democrat from the Orlando area, says she wants to introduce legislation that would bar all private schools that receive vouchers from discriminating against students, especially LGBTQ students.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that legislation has any chance in Tallahassee?
Unfortunately, I don't. I mean, I think it's definitely well-intentioned. I mean, to Stanley's point, there certainly are other backstops to prevent discrimination. But here, I mean, the government doesn't discriminate when it takes our money in the form of taxation. And I don't think it should discriminate with that money when it sends it back into the state. You know, this is somewhat kind of an unusual program. This is a situation where private companies can pay into this program to get a tax credit, which it's not really, I don't think, a great way long-term to fund education in a state that's the third largest state in the country and a significant global economy. It's kind of like paying your bills out of the tip jar. And so to me, I think this, I hope this draws attention to the system itself and how this doesn't seem to me to be a very sustainable or necessarily even well thought out way to fund public education in the state.
Okay. And at this point, it seems like the legislation hasn't even gotten to a first reading. So when you look at it and you look that the session will be over in March,
yeah.
I mean, is there enough time?
Escamani doesn't have much chance with that legislation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're listening to Florida This Week from WEDU-TV. It's a show that I host, and my panelists on this show, Dahlia Dangerfield is a reporter and anchor at Bay News 9. Joe Henderson is a columnist for Florida Politics. Stanley Gray was our Republican. Tyler Hudson was our Democrat on the show. We're going to hear more of the show in just a little bit. But keep in mind that on this program that we air on Mondays at 11 o'clock on WMNF, some of the more underreported stories from the past week get on there. But these are big stories, whether or not it's the challenge to the Hillsborough transportation tax at the level of the Florida Supreme Court, or whether or not it's the Orlando Sentinel report pointing out that a good number of the schools that take school vouchers, good number of the private schools that take school vouchers discriminate against LGBTQ students. And for that reason, some companies that have been donating to the school voucher program are backing out of it. And you don't hear many radio stations or TV stations discussing for 5 or 10 minutes these important topics. That's why I hope that you'll make a contribution today. And, you know, this is a panel that includes a Democrat and a Republican usually, and then a couple of journalists or a couple of professors. But it's also always a thoughtful conversation about some of the big issues. And if you appreciate the fact that we have a civil conversation about some complex and controversial issues right here on WMNF, I hope you'll make a contribution to help keep this program on the air. You can go online, go to WMNF.org and make your contribution there. And you can also call at 813-238-8001. Thanks to Kathy Frank and Bill Hepper. They live in Inverness, and they like a bunch of shows on MNF. They like Richard Wolf's Economic Update. They're donating $10 for that. And they like Radioactivity, and they appreciate the thoughtful discussions that happen here on Radioactivity. So, Kathy and Bill, thank you very much for your contributions, a couple of them there. And we need to hear from 35 people this hour. We've heard from two people there, so that means that we need to hear from 33 more people. Sean Canan is here. Blanny Whalen is here. And we're going to try to raise at least $3,000 this hour while Florida This Week is on the air and while we talk about Radioactivity, the last Radioactivity of the WMNF Winter Fund Drive.
And these are people who supported Radioactivity during the Winter Fund Drive, and that's Rick Potter from St. Petersburg is contributing $20. Also, Andrew from Hardy County, $50 donation. So these are people who have supported Radioactivity. You know you love to listen to it. Please give us a call and show your support. Maybe make a $10 a month donation at 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
And we're going to hear more of this program, Florida This Week, in just a moment. Blanny, we need 31 people in the next half hour, and we'll be on track.
Well, that concerns me a little bit, but I'm a bit hopeful. I was just walking around the station. I'm going to talk fashion for a second. Get away from the news.
You're not going to talk about Sean and me, are you?
Well, I will say that Sean is wearing a very fashionable T-shirt. There's a lot of our volunteers that are walking around with those ball caps, and I will tell you, $88.50 will get you a WMNF ball cap. It might get you a beautiful T-shirt, a beverage container, all these different things, and you can look, you can come in and have that fashionable WMNF. People will know that you listen to WMNF. They'll know that you are right on the mark and listen and have good taste in music and good taste in news. So give us a call now. You can get this ball cap. It's perfect time. It's a sunny day. It'll really help. Give us a call. Support your station, 813-238-8001, or you can give us a little tip on the tip jar with the app.
That's right. That ball cap is really fantastic. It's a black ball cap that has WMNF 88.5 FM in white and red lettering. And it is a wonderful. It's a stitched, and it is a high quality.
I think it's navy blue, not black.
Really? I must be colorblind. They say that men are colorblind and women are not. I'd say it's very, very, very dark navy blue if
it
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so you can have the M&F ball cap for a donation of, is it $88.50?
$88.50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to go back and hear more of Florida this week. And remember that we need to hear our first from our first donor this break. We had some people call in during the early part of the show. But now we need your phone call at 813-238-8001. You know, I really believe that we got to talk about serious issues mm-hmm. when we have programs on WMNF or when we do programs on the PBS station locally. And I think that we've got to have a civil conversation. Now, it's impossible in an hour or half an hour or 5 minutes to do the kind of in-depth reporting you might get out of a New York Times magazine article or a New Yorker magazine article. But we try to do our best in the electronic media to do thoughtful discussions without, you know, talk about the issues, not talk about the personalities as much, not brand somebody if they're a conservative or liberal, if they're, by saying that they're out of bounds. So we try to model a lot of these thoughtful discussions here on WMNF and on the PBS station. Now, whether or not people want to listen to it, I don't know. I hope people do. I hope people appreciate the fact that we don't talk down to you. We know you're smart. We know you're well-read. You may be much better read than those of us that appear on the radio or the TV show. But we think that by bringing you thoughtful, civilized conversations on important and controversial issues, you know, we don't skirt the controversial issues, that you appreciate it, and you think, oh, well, that makes my day better by hearing a thoughtful conversation. So please make a contribution to us right now so we can continue doing what we're doing here on WMNF. When I bring on panelists, too, on Florida this week, I try to bring on the best journalists, the best representatives of the parties that I can find. And we had a representative of the Democratic Party who happened to be deeply involved in the transportation issue when we did this show, when we taped the show. But we're hoping that we'll get one good person to make a contribution right now at 813-238-8001. And we have not had our first contribution during Florida this week, so I'd like to get one right now at 813-238-8001. There are a lot of shouting conversations out there. There are a lot of conversations that you know where they're going to go even before they start. But on this show, you never know where the conversation is going to go. So please, this is a program for people who are intellectually curious. Please make that contribution right now at 813-238-8001.
Rob, we've got great volunteers in the back that are waiting for your phone call at 813-238-8001. And they're being fed by our community partners. And thanks to David Shiplett from Bird Rock Taco Shack at 1004 10th Avenue West in Bradenton for the beef tamales, shrimp poke, beef and pineapple salad, and others. So thank you to them for bringing the food to feed the hungry volunteers. And thank you to the volunteers for working today, but also thank you for your donations. Can you make a $100 donation right now? 813-238-8001.
I really appreciate that you broadcast the Florida This Week. Sometimes I miss it on that Friday evening. I might be at a WMNF music event or something of that sort.
You always
sort.
Have a good excuse. You're always doing something fun.
I try very hard, and WMNF makes it a lot easier, I will tell you that. But, you know, I do try to listen because it is some thoughtful conversation. Sometimes I'm throwing things, you know, when I hear, I'm not always...
You're throwing things at the TV?
Sometimes I do because I'm not quite agreeing with some of the people. But it's actually good to hear different comments and different opinions.
Well, and we're hoping to model that conversation. You know, if you watch Fox or any of the cable TV shows, they're always, you know the way they're going to lean, and you know what's going to be said even before people open their mouths. Here on this show, on Florida This Week, you never know what people are going to say. You never know which side the Democrat or the Republican are going to come down on. And it's a way for real local people who aren't so enmeshed in national or ideological politics to come on and talk about things. And the role that the professors and the journalists play in that show is that they're there to give facts, mm-hmm. detail, background, analysis, and stuff that each member of the political party might not give. So if you appreciate the fact that it's the one place on the radio and TV dial where you can hear a thoughtful, measured conversation week in, week out, please make that contribution right now at 813-238-8001. I think that, you know, the show is, I think, going to continue. I think EDU is going to keep it on at least for another year. But if you appreciate the fact that we're trying to do something different on public television and public radio, we're trying to do something where we can talk in depth about some local issue, or in this case, four local issues, and we try to do it in a way that enlightens, informs, enriches, illuminates, and doesn't talk down to you. Please make that contribution right now. I see two people are calling in. That's really not enough. If we get two people, and I'm thankful for those two people, but we need to hear from 30 people if we're going to prove that this format is important to our listeners. 813-238-8001. Make your contribution by phone or make your contribution online on our secure website, WMNF.org.
This is the last day of our fundraiser for Radioactivity, and I know we have thousands of followers of Radioactivity that get so much of their news and information from the show. Please give us a call. I do have one person, Suzanne House, who from Tampa, who says, I like both Radioactivity and Florida This Week, and says she learned so much from both shows. Thank you so very much.
All right. Well, we're hoping for your donation. We're going to go back and hear more of Florida This Week, and please make that contribution now. Let us know that you appreciate the fact that it is civil conversation with smart people, and we're not just talking about the local crime stories. We never talk about local crime for the most mm-hmm. part, but we do talk about what's going on with the environment, with human rights, with civil rights, and we talk about the major issues, education, we talk about taxes, we talk about transportation, and these are the issues that affect us all. Please let us know that you're out there. Let us know that you care about hearing this show. 813-238-8001. Here is more Florida This Week.
Well, a proposed amendment that would make it harder for future constitutional amendments to pass has collected enough signatures to be on the November ballot.
A mysterious group called Keep Our Constitution Clean has collected enough valid petition signatures, according to the Florida Division of Elections. The group is backing language that would require future constitutional amendments to be passed by voters two times before they're included in the state constitution. Keep Our Constitution Clean does not disclose donors, so the public is in the dark about where the $9 million came from that it took to get the measure on the ballot.
So, Joe, who wants to make it harder to amend the state's constitution?
Well, lawmakers hate governing by referendum. We've seen that. But people, the citizens, have had to go this route because it's basically a one-party town, has been for 20-plus years. So even though Florida is a purple state, you have this Republican agenda up there. And then, so Medicare doesn't get expanded. Medical marijuana would have never gone anywhere without this kind of pressure. Minimum wage, things like that. So guys like John Morgan and others figured out, hey, wait a minute, we have a solution. And so who's this mysterious group? I don't know, but, you know, I hate to use the phrase dark money, but I'm pretty sure it's involved here.
Yeah, there's some dirty money behind Keep Our Constitution Clean, yeah. I think. I mean, that's quite a notable euphemism. I mean, this is part and parcel for what you're seeing, I think, in states around the country, where you are preemptively, you know, delegitimizing citizens acting and, you know, that is democracy. That's really what the core of what this is all about. Are there things in the Constitution that probably are best legislated? Of course. I think in 2002 there was something about feral pigs that was, you know, in the statewide Constitution. But this is a drastic overreach that is going to have very bad unintended consequences if it's able to move forward.
I can remember covering the constitutional amendments in 2018 when 11 of the 12 passed, and talking to people about each amendment, they were like, another amendment? What are you talking about? And even the amendments that were bundled, you know, you had all of that. And so the experts, the professors, everyone was saying that there's some things that are better left to be legislated and some things they're better left to be constitution, be in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Stanley, do you think that Floridians want to make it harder generally to amend the Constitution?
I think people want what they want when they want it. And I'm not trying to be trite with that, but I really do believe that people are getting fed up with these extra layers of bureaucracy. I think that when you have an amendment, there's so much effort that's spent to educate people what it's for, why, and we even talk about the language. So when people actually vote for something, they know what they're voting for.
Sometimes they don't. I mean, those 11 amendments, I mean, you had vaping and offshore oil drilling. I would have to explain it two or three times about what this amendment even meant, and sometimes they still didn't know.
Yeah, the voting twice, though, I think that's ridiculous. I mean, that's like you're on your computer, you know, are you sure you want to exit? I mean, I just think that's a very silly way to govern a country in the 21st century.
I'm not trying to be trite with, you know, you're saying that sometimes people don't. And there really is no answer for that, okay? I mean, what would we want to do? Have like a reading test, you know, which is a form of a poll tax? I mean, we have to make some assumptions, and that is that people can read and they can reason. And there's going to be a percentage of people who, you know, can't or don't act in good faith. But for us to, like, negate that, I think that we're, you know, we would just say, well, we do nothing. And
then,
we can't.
You get into the language of the amendments. Because they're confusing for a lot of people.
And I think sometimes we should point out, though, that some of those amendments last year that passed that were confusing were put in there by the Constitutional Review Commission. It wasn't a citizens' initiative.
Right.
It was done by this body in Tallahassee. And in Tallahassee, mm-hmm. they're trying to do away with the Constitutional Review Commission.
I think that'd be a great idea.
Okay, that's all right. Well, the Republican-controlled Budget Committee in the Florida House voted this week to move the State Office of Energy out of the Agriculture Department, which is headed by the lone statewide elected Democrat, Nikki Fried.
Instead, the Office of Energy would be overseen by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and the Republican-dominated state cabinet. The Florida Phoenix reports the same committee also voted to hold back nearly $20 million from the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services to punish Commissioner Fried for including her own photo on those inspection stickers plastered on gas pumps across the state. House Republicans are pushing both measures with support from the governor. Fried denounced the moves against her, saying it's part of a larger power grab to increase the unchecked power of the governor and subvert democracy. Fried has used her office to promote energy efficiency, renewable power, and improved access to affordable power. Meantime, the governor is gaining a reputation as being one of the most pro-environmental Republican governors in the country.
So, Dali, has the governor or his allies put forth a rationale, either a financial or an organizational rationale, for making this change, or are they being quiet about it?
Well, just kind of like you said before, it seems like the governor is really trying to be involved with energy and environmental issues. Last year, appointing the first chief resilience officer to look at environmental concerns and talking a lot about climate change and things of that really caught a lot of people off guard at that point.
Yeah, so he's looking to beef up his resume when it comes to the environment by taking over the energy.
It appears so. It does.
Joe, do you think that this is a power grab, or are they trying to hide Nikki Fried up there in Tallahassee?
Of course. And if you remember when she was first elected, right after her office does the concealed weapons registrations, all of a sudden there was this move to maybe we better take that away from her and give it to the Secretary of State. Didn't come to pass, but now you see this happening, and this whole thing with the sticker with her picture on it. She needs to suit up.
Okay. Well, before we go, what other news story should we be paying attention to? Joe, let's start with you. Your other big news story of the week.
Well, I would say one that's very interesting, it's kind of under the radar, working its way through committee in Tallahassee, is a bill that would allow college athletes to be paid. It's past due. They need to join the party and let them, you know, the NCAA rules are silly. And, you know, it's if a guy can
you know, cash in, let them.
That's got some bipartisan support up there in Tallahassee. Dolly, your other big story?
One story, non-political. It's Black History Month, and we're doing a story regarding the first one-room schoolhouse in Odessa when there was segregation and blacks couldn't go to schools with whites. And so it was very interesting to talk to some of the people who went to that school and their experiences and how far we've come.
And they're still around?
Yes.
Okay, watch it on Bay News 9, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tyler, your other big story?
Annie Lowry's got a cover story coming out, I think, in the Atlantic. Came out today about the affordability crisis in this country, and it has some really sobering statistics about how difficult it is for so many families in this country to get by. And it, you know, only three, I think, five Americans can afford an unanticipated $400 expense that comes up. I think any presidential candidate on any side, any candidate at all, should read it closely and talk to voters in the language they understand. I think there's less interest in the D.C. theatrics in this country than people think.
All right. Stanley, your other big story.
I'm going to piggyback a little what Tyler's talked about, and that is that when you look at, I think there's a need for sharing wealth in this country. I really do. When you look at the percentage of income that's spent for housing in the state of Florida, we're 50-50. That's a problem, especially for a state that's growing in the numbers that we are.
All right. You think it's going to come up, like Tyler said, in the presidential race? Will it become
I think that we need to look at it in our state. You know, because we're attracting so many people. When you look at the average, they say that for a family of five to stay out of poverty, they need to make $58,000 a year. We're at $44,000.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all for a great show.
That was Florida This Week from Friday night WEDU TV program that featured my guests, Dahlia Dangerfield from Bay News 9, Joe Henderson from Florida Politics, Stanley Gray was the Republican on that panel, and Tyler Hudson was the Democrat on that panel. It's a show that every Monday we play here on WMNF at 11 o'clock, and it's a show that tries to bring thoughtful conversations about some very complex and controversial issues. And if you appreciate the fact that the show is a civil conversation about some of the most important topics facing Florida, please make a contribution today. Let us know that you like listening to it on the radio. Please make a contribution to 813-238-8001. With the people that we're about to thank, we just need to hear from 25 more people. We'll be on track. If we hear from 25 more people, we'll have raised the $3,000 that it takes to keep on track for this fund drive. Boomer Halstead from Sarasota just made a $120 contribution. He loves news and public affairs on WMNF, and he likes Florida This Week. So, Boomer, thank you for your nice contribution.
Thanks.
Sean Cannon is here, and Blandy Whalen is here, and we're going to try to get at least one more donation in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, we need to hear from you. 813-238-8001. Brenna Sumter from Zephyr Hills says she wants people to be able to have conversations without arguing, and loves Rob Loray, says he's Superman, so thank you for that $20 contribution. And also Charlene Mangialarvi from Oldsmar says, thank you, Rob, and all the staffers, is getting the last local radio socks and is becoming a Circle of Friends member at the $5 a month level. So nice. Thank you for that. Now we need to hear from you. Can you donate at WMNF.org or make a tip jar donation on our WMNF app or call 813-238-8001.
We have a $50 donation from Bradenton from Anonymous, and thank you very much. Also, we have from Jenny Nelson, who is upping her circle of friends in honor of her recently passed friend, Charlie Tucker. Mm-hmm. Jenny loves WMNF and hopes we are all doing okay financially. And we can be doing okay financially if we can get people to call in and support their wonderful local radio station, WMNF.
Remember, you can make your contribution online at WMNF.org. When we play Florida This Week, we don't, you know, some shows, some political shows, I think, look at the polls all the time. And this is not one of those shows. We do discuss local issues and politics, but we try not to go to the polls. It's almost too easy to go to the polls. And sometimes the polls are misleading, depending on how many people they've questioned, depending on whether you're looking at a national poll or if you're looking at a poll in a local race that is very, very tightly and specifically asked. So you don't always get good information from polls. Sometimes, too, polls are designed to tell you what to think, not to tell you what to think. They're designed to to kind of shape the election. And we don't rely much on polls on Florida this week. We do try to talk about the issues behind the candidates, the issues behind the polls, the issues that are affecting all of our lives. And it is one of the few places on TV where you can hear a thoughtful discussion about state and local politics without anger, without animosity. So please help keep this program on the radio by calling 813-238-8001. Sean, we just need to hear from 25 more people in the next 6 minutes, and we will be on track.
Every day on Radioactivity, we have callers that call in and voice your opinions, and some days we get 25 callers. So why can't we get 25 callers right now? Rob has great interviews at the top of the show of Tuesday through Friday on Radioactivity, and then takes your phone calls about the news of the day. That's an important service in this community, and we hope that you help to keep it here by donating at WMNF.org or calling 813-238-8001.
And these are the last few minutes that we'll be asking for your support for Radioactivity during the fund drive. We won't be back tomorrow. We'll go back to regular programming about 9 a.m. tomorrow. We only have an hour and 5 minutes left of public affairs, of the talk shows and the information shows that we do during this drive. And today we want to raise $10,600. I know we're well past the $5,000 mark for public affairs that began at 9 o'clock this morning with Democracy Now!, but we've got a long way to go. We need probably to raise another $5,000, Sean. I hope that's right. And I don't hope it's right. I hope it's less than that. But let's see if we can get some more donations right now. But if you want to continue to hear a model of a thoughtful, civilized conversation about the big issues of our day, when you call up and support Florida This Week on Monday's Radioactivity program, you're saying, you know what, that is the kind of program I would like to hear more of. Thoughtful, civilized conversations about very controversial issues, featuring partisans, featuring a Democrat and a Republican. They have the potential to disagree and go at each other's throats. They never do. Almost never do. Once in a while, it gets a little testy. But if you appreciate the fact, if you want to, and if you want to hear more of that, I mean, I think that's what we need more of, is civilized conversation about controversial issues. You never see it on when you're watching the Congress or the Senate. They seem to be angry at each other all the time. There is a way to have a thoughtful conversation, to try to look at what issues do we have in common? Where is the commonality, even though we are a deeply divided country? So that's what this show tries to model. But please help it stay on the air. We need a vote of confidence in it. We need to hear from 25 more people in the next 4 minutes. 813-238-8001. You can also make your contribution online at WMNF.org. I mean, it would be easy, Blanny. I could have people yelling at each other, screaming at each other, throwing things across the table, food fights and all that. They probably, you know, eventually throw me off PBS. But they would let it go for a while. But I don't think that that's a way to solve problems. And there's really no conspiracy mongering on these shows. These shows are about facts. And if you appreciate that, we need to hear from you right now. 813-238-8001. Make your contribution that way, or make your contribution online at WMNF.org. It would be great just to get one person to donate right now for Radioactivity in Florida This Week as we go to the last 3 minutes of Radioactivity for this fund drive.
Rob and Sean, this is the last day that we'll be pitching for both of your shows, and I just want to make a little comment. I have the privilege of doing some volunteer work with both of these guys. And I will tell you, I love them both. I respect them both. They are committed to giving information to the people, to digging into the facts, and to finding out stories that we are not necessarily hearing anywhere else. These are people that are committed to WMNF. I love these guys. I know our listeners do too. But you know, it is the week of Valentine's Day. Please show your love to these committed guys and donate. Give us a call at 813-238-8001 or give us a tip on the app.
God, you have Sean and I blushing.
Thanks, Blaney.
Thank you.
I also want to thank a new member, Jeff Clements from Wesley Chapel. Says thanks for the show. You're a treasure in the community, and you provide a voice of sanity in a crazy world. This is a $35 membership, so thank you for that, Jeff. Welcome to the membership of the station. We appreciate it. 813-238-8001.
Yeah, that's the number to call. 813-238-8001. Thanks to Anonymous and Thanota Sassa for upping your Circle of Friends membership. Thank you, Anonymous. That's great to hear from you. We need 23 more people. These are the last few minutes of Radioactivity during this fund drive, and we are just 23 phone calls away from reaching the goal. I see a couple of lines have lit up above our heads, Sean, and people can also make a contribution online at WMNF.org. But stick around, because Sean has a really good program coming up. Matt Taibbi will be the speaker in the next hour, and it's going to be great.
813-238-8001.
813-238-8001. This is WMNF in Tampa. We're going to take a break and get the latest news from NPR. And then Sean will be back with his terrific Midpoint program, so stick around. And here's the latest news from NPR.